Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Kia ora, guy. I'm what? Too loud.
No,
this
no.
This way too loud.
That's all right. We're DJing your sound over here.
Yeah. I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah.
It sounds that really sound good. Nice. You sound so nice.
You sound nice too, guy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't handle this kindness. How the bloody hell are you? And more importantly, mate, what's happening in the world of media?
Dude, we're doing well. You've got the Tim Bat, you've got the Remy Bat. So if there's some baby screaming and then it goes silent, it means I've muted for the enjoyment of all the BFM listeners. And,
okay.
And you might have to cut my losses and move on with the show.
Roger that.
Which I've been enjoying a lot this morning.
Hey, that is really cool, man. I've been doing it with you in mind.
Fantastic. Well, look, it would be outrageous to gloss over the first bit of media news, which is a incredible travesty of justice that the first elimination for Celebrity Treasure Island New Zealand was none other than Guy Montgomery last night.
Oh,
people
no.
are taking up arms, pitchforks are being sharpened, torches are being doused with the most flammable fuel, and we are corralling ourselves and going to march into the office of TVNZ.
That's right. Yeah, there's a huge stage protest heading down to TVNZ later today. So if you've got a spare pitchfork, come and join us.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, Tim, I did my best and it turns out it wasn't good enough.
They always say it will be, and frequently those people are incorrect.
That's right. But my charity was the Auckland City Mission, so you've got a few extra dollars jangling around in your pocket today. I'm so embarrassed I didn't raise them any money. Please chuck some of it their way.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you, I'll try and go through these as quickly as possible. There has been some details from Broadcasting Minister / Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson about how $80 million is going to be spent over the next 3 years to strengthen Māori media. This comes off the back of a big 18-month sort of report that went on, and a cabinet paper got released earlier this week, which is giving support to Maihi Karona strategy. Hopefully I'm saying that correct. This is the strategy that has a goal to have Remy's very into it.
Hey,
a million
Remy.
Speakers of Te Reo by 2040 in New Zealand, which is really cool. There's a few key focuses that come out of this cabinet paper. One is stabilising some existing entities like Māori Television, which is being renamed to Whakata Māori. Another is investing in the transition of Māori media to the new public media environment. And another is around retaining talent in the sector. So injecting some money into those key roles so that good people can get in there and stay in there. One interesting bit that I kind of glossed the cabinet paper because apparently I've got too much free time on my hands.
I struggle to believe that by the sounds of things.
You can do two things at once. You can walk and chew gum. You can have a baby scream at you and read cabinet papers from the Broadcasting Minister. Look, this is one for the radio nerds out there, but there is a proposal in the paper to hand off some of the radio frequencies we have in New Zealand to be fully owned and run by iwi around the country. So the way that it works at the moment in New Zealand is all the frequencies are owned by the Crown, and then they get rented on long terms to different entities to put radio stations on there, and they literally hire them out over these 10-year leases.
Oh, no. And Remy's not having it.
He wants it changed. He wants it changed, man. And it may well, some of these iwi frequencies might be handed off completely for their administration, which is a really interesting new development if that does happen in the future. Anywho's, that's one for the radio nerds. Public submissions closed today on the Aotearoa New Zealand public media entity. This is the merging of RNZ and TVNZ that's happening next year that everyone seems to be upset about for different reasons.
Oh boy.
Some people are lacking the bill that has been put forward in Parliament for lacking ambition beyond simply stating that there's going to be a new entity. The CEO of Stuff has said that the new bill in its current wording it compels the new entity to, quote, collaborate with private news media like Stuff, but there's no definition or details whatsoever about what that means.
Contracts aren't about details, Tim. They're about getting signatures on paper.
Yeah, well, you got to start somewhere, I guess, which I think has been Labor's approach to this. Just like, I don't know, we'll do this and then see what breaks and fix it as we go. Even the CEO of TVNZ, Simon Power, called the bill poorly constructed and said that it needs to be, quote, totally free from political influence and seen to be so. This has been the big B in Melissa Lee's bonnet, who's the national spokesperson for broadcasting, and a lot of other people too. They've criticised the structure of how the new entity has been proposed to work, and that it will create an appearance of government interference in too large a way in our media environment through this new big entity.
Well, you've got to remember that everyone who has a job in the media is also a government drone. So it's happening whether you like it or not. It's just
crucial
that now it's been formally, you know, announced.
Google's new showcase launched in New Zealand. No one noticed, which is crazy because there's been a lot of like very big multi-million dollar deals with different entities to launch it here in NZ. You can check that out. It's basically a news aggregator that'll probably get integrated more in your Google feeds as time goes on. It's kind of boring. I'm not going to dwell on that because there's an interesting thing I wanted to end on. People may have seen some headlines in the news about a thing called Kiwi Farms. You seen anything about that, Guy and Zoe?
No.
I don't believe in the news, Tim, but carry on.
Okay. Well, Kiwi Farms was this very unregulated internet space, which was home to some pretty disgusting speech and behaviour. Very similar to the Chans, the 4chans, the 8chans that you might be familiar with. And they've been taken totally offline following a campaign after some people were driven to suicide because of the behaviour of the users on there who were brigading and swatting and doing things like that. In a really rare move, Cloudflare, which is a kind of core company that makes up a large bit of infrastructure for the internet of hosting websites and stuff, they took them offline, which they very, very, very rarely ever do. And the Internet Archive, which is a big warehouse for old websites that you can check how they used to be back in the day, they have scrubbed it from their online record as well, which is another very rare move. So it's like you have to work really hard to see any trace on the visible internet of Kiwi Farms now, which is a rare sort of, in my view, win for what's the good version of censorship? Responsible censorship.
That's right. It's responsible when it's something we agree with, but that does sound like a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tim, for the media roundup.
Yeah. I don't know where you find all the dang time.
Yeah, no worries. Do you want to say thanks to Remy too? Because he was a co-contributor.
Yeah, shout out to Remy.
Look, Remy, you got ways to go before you're as professional as your dad, but good on you for giving it a red hot crack.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much, Tim.
See ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.